My name is Jim Behoosh and welcome to The Sketchbook, a builder's journal of ideas, tips, and technique. If you're looking to build new and want it to be as affordable as possible, the basic shape needs to be simple. I'm really attracted to utilizing cross gables. They work well with my designs and layouts, but they're certainly not as simple as, say, a cape. A cross gable house has ridges perpendicular to each other. Rafters that run straight from the top plates to the ridge are called common rafters. They're as simple as a rafter gets. The rafters that create the valleys on a cross gable are, logically enough, called valley rafters. The rafters running from ridge to valley are the valley jack rafters. Not only does raising the rafters take significantly longer on a complicated roof, but it's also slower to sheathe. I'd say framing a rectangular house with all common rafters versus framing an L-shaped house with cross gables boils down to a 50% increase in framing labor for the cross-gabled house. That's about a 2-week difference. If the roof framing becomes a component of the interior finishing, the difficulties continue inside. What I mean is, if the roof framing is up against finished living space, you need to deal with all those angles inside as well. There are pluses and minuses to every design, but if your driving force is budget, concentrate on designs like capes. A simple box with simple roof framing. Have something you'd like to share on the sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with sketchbook in the subject line.